88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello, sweetheart.
Can I ask you a very personal question?
Oh, God, you can. If I answer it or not, I'm not sure. But
fair enough. Fair enough.
Go for it.
I have twin daughters. They're nearly 10. They've recently started the journey into glueable nails. We've already had one of the nails fell off into cookie dough and we cooked it. Okay, that's already happened. But yeah. When I sit there at night in the evening time and I'm watching telly or doing whatever, and I hear that, can you just tap your on the screen of an iPad. Is it okay if I'm starting to get ratty at that noise?
Well, yeah, I do understand it, but look, they're obviously diamonds of daughters. I mean, they're wearing fake nails at that age. Yeah. I wish I was. They're bougie.com. They're a bit of a lyra. So I'm sorry, but you're going to have to suck it up.
I am going to have to suck it up. I think I'm outnumbered. You know, obviously there's two of them. There's only one of me. So I don't really have a choice.
Join in.
Yeah. Actually, that's what I could do.
There you go.
Now, in fairness,
when they
were younger, so my wife has a like, kind of a see-through. You know those travel, we're going through airport security, yeah, but you get your own zipped, you know, see-through bags rather than the little kind of Ziploc one. You have your own proper one.
You're very fancy.
Well,
I just use the one you get free at the airport.
Yeah, she is, not me. Anyway, in there, she has all of her nail varnish and they would bring the nail varnish down to get their nails painted when they were like 5 or 6. But they'd get me to do it. They wouldn't trust her. She's an artist. She paints all the time. But they would go, no, daddy does our nails.
Daddy and daughters.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
I'm going to have to just accept the clickety-clack of sort of long nails.
Clickety-clack, you won't go back. I stuck them on my 5-year-old niece and my sister nearly lost her life. And she was like,
were they that length?
Them off. No, they weren't.
They weren't.
And they're
those
like
ones
little tiny ones. And then she's like, ow. I was like, oh God, maybe I shouldn't do this. I was like, okay, they're coming off.
The Love Lyra tour. This is very exciting. How was the Spiegel tent?
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? It's such a juicy venue. When I first played there, I was like, I am coming back here.
Juicy. Interesting adjective.
Juicy. I mean, the Lyra language is expanding to juicy now. Oh my God. My English teacher be shocked. Still don't know how to spell it, but sure, look, we'll
go listen,
for it.
It's there. J-O-O-S-E-Y or something. Who knows? There's a good vibe though, isn't there?
It's a great vibe. Mm. I mean, we're doing loads of bad dancing.
Yeah.
Doing loads of great singing. I'm going to say that myself, you know.
And you are.
As I do.
Yeah.
Bringing the drama, bringing the looks. There's a new song that I'm playing that is only exclusive for this tour.
Oh, is this?
Nobody has heard it.
So
yet.
Not the ending?
Not the ending.
Oh, because we're going to play the ending in a minute. So it's not, there's a newer one again.
I mean, she is my favourite, Lyra.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of all of them?
Of all of them.
That's a big claim.
I know.
How do you feel the rest of the songs feel about the fact that she's your favourite?
I think Queen and Drink Me Up are happy because I feel like she's like their little sister breaking through. And they're
right.
Like, you go, girl. It's your moment to shine. We already got number one. Now it's your turn.
Actually, so we should say, since the last time we spoke, you knocked Beyonce off the number one spot.
I did, yeah. Who she thinks she is? They can't beat a Cork woman off her own pedestal. How dare you, Queen Bee? Yeah, it was amazing. Number one Irish album.
Seriously.
I'm actually dead for myself. Like, I have the trophy thing and I have like a plaque with my big face on it with a CD behind it. Well, on a CD, a vinyl.
The vinyl, yeah. The big CD.
My
Isn't that unbelievable?
Looks juicy.
Yeah. But to have that trophy that says you're the number one album in Ireland with your debut album. Like,
I know, it was mad. And like, you know, the week that it was coming out, I was like, so is anyone else bringing out albums now that I need to be worried about? And everything went silent. And I was like, what in the name of God? I was like, come here to me, who's coming out? And they're like, Beyonce's physical album's coming out the same time as yours. And I was like, right, well, this is it now.
This is it. We're going to get to number 2, but you didn't.
Hard to go home.
You got to number 1.
I did,
You're better off it.
Woo! 50% more sales. Thank you, Ireland. I bloody love you.
Oh, you legend. So come here. You've got Leisureland coming up. You've got the National Stadium in Dublin on the 9th.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that because I'm so nervous.
No, you're not. Come on.
Shaking like a leaf coming down those steps like, oh yeah.
Just think of all the people who stepped down there and what they had to do in the National Stadium was put on boxing gloves and get punched in the head. You don't have to do that.
I mean, you wouldn't want to get me in a box ring. I'm fierce. Just see these nails. Oh yeah. See you, Conor McGregor. I'm out of here.
Poking through the boxing gloves, yeah. No doubt. You're also going to be in Drogheda, Limerick, in Sligo. You're going to be in Castlebarn, the TF Royal, great spot. You're doing Galway and you're doing Cavan as well. You're running all the way to Christmas.
I am, yeah. I'm going hard to go home, like. I love being on tour, though. It's my favourite part of the music industry. To get to see people's in their eyeballs and sing to them and win people over. Like, you know when you come out on stage, sometimes there's people and you know they've been dragged there and they don't have a feckin' clue who you are. And you're like, hi. And they're like, who is this weirdo on stage? And by the second song, they're kind of tapping.
Okay.
And by the third song, they're like, woo! And they're like, we love you, Lauren. I'm like, I love you. You transformed.
Brilliant.
It's the best feeling in the world.
Well, get your tickets. Go and see the Love Lyra tour. Do not miss it. Going all around the country. There you go. That's the ending from Lyra. What a tune, girl.
Thanks.
You gotta be proud of that one.
I am proud of this one because you know why? I can finally stop writing about my ex. And it's the juiciest full stop I've ever in a song in my life. Literally the end of it was like, and dot.
Boom.
Bye. See ya.
Do songwriters like you need heartbreak, do you think? Or can you embody someone else's or someone of your friends or someone you've heard of? Or does it sometimes just need to happen to the artist?
I felt like I did because I felt like, you know, obviously Lyra, the album, was very much about that time in my life with the big breakup. And I was like, holy God, now that I'm over it and over him and I don't want to give his ego any more of a massage.
We don't have to.
Who in the name of God am I going to write about? Mm. And then I kind of decided, how about yourself? Like, I've lived a very exciting life. I'm doing what I've always wanted to do. I've made some amazing memories. It doesn't all have to be woe is me.
Totally.
I'm heartbroken and my ex thinks I'm as tick as I'd know what. I'm like, don't think tick about me is my ties and they're juicy too, so goodbye. So I've actually started writing about myself, and I tell you something for nothing, I wouldn't have been able to write the next song that's coming out without stepping out of my comfort zone.
Brilliant.
Of a female embracing her sexuality.
Nice.
Yeah, she's
and
juicy.
When you write, do you write alone or do you like a group session? What's your favourite way of putting a song together?
Kind of a lone soldier.
Right,
I'm a bit like, I'd love to sit in my sofa in my jammies and have my iPad out and just start wailing away to myself my cup of Barry's tea. I mean, my neighbours hate me, but sure, feck it.
And are you lyrics first or melody first? What do you like?
I can go anyway.
Yeah.
So like, some days I could be like, for example, like Drink Me Up.
Yep.
Didn't have a middle age for ages, was on my way to write it, was on the train, and this melody just came to me and I was like, just singing it away. Yeah. Whereas like other times, like this new one, I knew what I wanted to write about and I very much came up with the lyrics first and I was like, how am I getting that word into a melody?
Right, but you
but
did.
But I managed to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it can come any way to me.
And when you record, don't you go to Bristol sometimes to record, don't you?
I do. I go to Bristol, go to Brighton, go to London. Depends where the producer is that I've decided to collaborate with for the track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do a lot of different studios.
And are those decisions easy? Do you know who it is you really want to work with? Or is it a case of suck it and see? Just try this guy out, try this girl out, see what works.
It's kind of, it's becoming easier to know, but like obviously still, I've only one album out, so I learned a lot from that about like, you know, maybe who does work, who doesn't work. If I need to get... I hear a lot of the big people get like actual vocal producers that just do your vocals
just
in.
Just do your vocals, right.
Which I would love to do because vocals is a very big part of my music. So that's something that I'd love to explore maybe for album two.
Okay.
Of like reaching out and having just a vocal producer and then having a music producer. So
I love it.
These are things that I've learned. So I'm just going to see what works.
I know you went to Coldplay.
I did.
What did you think of that show? Because our Maria beside you is literally the biggest Coldplay fan on earth.
Well, I literally was like, hi Caroline, who's my manager brother, was like, the budget has just increased by 5 million. See ya. I want wristbands. It was amazing. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I've always heard that they put on a fantastic show.
Yeah.
And then when I went, I think it was more like the ambiance of the whole thing. I felt like I was in like a bubble of love.
It was
love.
A show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole, yeah, exactly. I got that feeling as well,
the whole
actually.
Thing. And then, I'm not going to lie, I was very jealous. There's your man Chris up there in his tracksuit and his runners. I was like, I'm so jealous of your outfits because I'm baiting to mine. I'm literally like chafing from what song one to song 16. Help me. So I was very jealous.
Well, you just got to get to that point where you're as, you know, as big as Chris Martin and you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen. I guarantee you it will. Come here. I've done my quick fire round with you before. So I know, for example, that you're not a leg washer, just like me, which I love. But let me ask you a couple of ones maybe I haven't asked you before. What right now, Lyra, are you currently obsessed with?
Right now, I'm actually currently obsessed with glue guns.
Glue guns? Are you sticking things onto things?
Always and forever. The more rhinestones, the better.
Yeah.
I mean, my mum's kitchen table, God bless her, is glass and there is glue and rhinestones still on it. And she's like, would you get out of the kitchen with that glue gun? But I love bejazzling things.
Right.
So I'm obsessed with glue guns at the moment.
Outrageous answer. I love it.
Yeah.
And reducing. Think back to when you were maybe a teenager, maybe even younger, maybe. What posters were on your wall?
Michael Jackson.
Nice.
My dad was a massive Michael Jackson fan. And I'd one where he's wearing this juicy gold outfit. And I'm like, come here to me, Michael. Where'd you get the jacket? So I had him.
And can you remember what era? Was it back when, you know, he was releasing Off the Wall? Or was it current at that time when whatever was out? Was it History or?
History.
History.
That was the one.
What a record.
That was the one. Because I know my dad had the double CD
yes.
thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, my dad probably hated at the time, but obviously he loves us, so he pretends that he loves
sure.
us. You know the feeling. You know the feeling. And when we used to go on car journeys, we'd always have singing competitions.
Oh, wow.
But it'd have to be in the age category, so you're always winning. Like, you're always winning. So there's no one in your category.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, and what are you singing? I'd be like, I'm singing Earth Song, Michael Jackson. And that song's just like, for ages. And he's probably like, please, pick another song.
Pick anything else. Yes, as a dad, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Lyra, listen, best of luck with everything. The tour is smashing it everywhere. Go and see the Love Lyra tour everywhere from Galway all the way through to Cavan, Limerick, Sligo, and of course, the National Stadium in Dublin. Best of luck with it all.
Thanks a million, love.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating. Typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.